Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The world's first major summit on artificial intelligence opens in the UK within these hours at Bletchley Park, the very famous address associated with the Enigma code breaking of the Second War, leading to opportunities for the Allies against the German predator. However, the AI of 2023 is about sharing between allies. The news here is that as of these last days, the White House gave permission to the United Kingdom to include the People's Republic of China's representatives in this AI summit, the first of its kind, at a place associated, Bletchley Park, with victory of the Allies over an aggressor. We welcome Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and Brandon Weikert, the author of Biohack, China's Race to Control Life. Brandon writing most recently at Real Clear World about this summit and the idea of inviting China, inviting the wolf into the room. Brandon, a very good evening to you. What can go wrong and why? After all, the UK is very careful about its secrets, and so is the US. China's presence, why? Good evening to you.
Well, thank you for having me, and hello, Gordon, again. As always, it's a pleasure to be here. The answer to why is because of money, and these companies that are doing artificial intelligence research, they want to have money and access. They believe that cooperation with other high-tech powers, even countries like China, which have been blacklisted in many cases, their AI companies have been because they're actually secret military programs. Silicon Valley and Britain, they believe that working together with China for the development of these technologies would actually serve a greater good. And of course, we've seen that attitude play out for the last 50 years in Western relations with China, and it never ends well for the West.
I mentioned that the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Mr. Sunak, the Vice President of the United States, Ms. Harris, the Chief Guide of the European Union, Ms. von der Leyen, and the UN General Secretary, Mr. Guterres, are in attendance of this summit. Not geeky people. These represent powers. I do not have the name of the Chinese attendant. Gordon, what can go wrong and why?
Well, the most important thing that can go wrong is that China gets even more American technology and British technology on artificial intelligence. That's what could go wrong. I suppose what could go right is we learn a little bit more about China, but I'm not sure that we will do that at this event, largely because the Chinese are determined that we don't learn or that what we do learn is false information.
You have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, are there any advantages for America and England to invite China?
Only economic advantages that the companies themselves that will eventually be given access to business with China's AI firms will get. We the people won't feel any real advantages. It's important to remember, though, also when during the Trump administration, the British were trying to invite Huawei into Britain to do their fifth generation modernization program. And the Trump administration put the kibosh on that because they said, hey, look, you let the fox into the hen house, they're going to have access to the Five Eyes. They could get access to other areas that the British share with the United States in terms of telecommunications development. So this pattern of Britain trying to increase its reliance and trade over high tech with China on has been going back years. And again, it doesn't lead anywhere good for you and I. It will only enrich a handful of Western elites, and it will weaken our country and our defensive capabilities.
Brandon, I tell a quick story. Once upon a time, there was a company in the United States called Lucent, Bell Labs. And Lucent thought it was a really good idea to sell its old switches and technology to this upstart, the People's Republic of China. After all, we don't need it anymore. We're tearing it out and putting in our good stuff. So they struck up a relationship, and the Chinese bought everything. Years later, some of the executives who were involved in Lucent's first selling were in a room in Beijing, and in walked the new vice president of a company called Huawei. She was state security. Now, Brandon, that was then. This is now. Have things improved? Does state security have a hand in AI in China, or is it private?
Oh, no. The state security has a hand in every fourth industrial revolutionary development. And again, I talk about this extensively in the biotech sector, where China's Academy of Sciences is working hand in hand with the People's Liberation Army and working hand in hand with biotech industry in China. And they're basically one unit. And it's the same in AI and pretty much every other industry in China. So you can bet that the Ministry of State Security has very much an iron grip on the development of AI.
Gordon, am I exaggerating to concern myself with state security? Or can we expect that a member of the delegation to Bletchley Park will be state security?
Of course, the whole Chinese delegation will be state security one way or another. Xi Jinping has a policy of military-civil fusion, which means that the military gets everything that any civilian, quote-unquote, institution has. It all gets pipelined. So, China is a unitary state, and we Americans absolutely are determined not to understand how it works.
You have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, why don't we learn?
I think it's the type of people we have leading us. It's the same kind of people who didn't want to acknowledge Hitler's threat back when he was rising to power. It's easier to simply bury our heads in the sand and hide behind the two oceans that we have and say we're just going to do trade and that's all we're going to focus on than to acknowledge that there is such a thing as evil and that authoritarian regimes, whether it's Nazi Germany or the Chinese Communist Party, they're the same and they're never going to be sated being left alone. They're always going to push and push until they crush freedom everywhere. And our leadership doesn't understand that, unfortunately.
Brandon, in space engineering, I've learned that the Chinese space program, as your book identifies, is a copycat outfit. They don't go anywhere where Roscosmos and NASA haven't gone before. Is that the same way in AI? Are they copycatting Google?
It's important to note, and I talk about this extensively, as does a guy named Odit Shankar in his book Copycats. Companies and countries that imitate, they actually cut down on their R&D costs. And so they'll rip off and copy a more innovative firm or country like the Chinese does to us. And then once they have a sufficient base of technology and human capital and investment in their country, then they start spinning off and innovating. And right now in key sectors, you're seeing that where now the imitators are starting to innovate. And in AI, they're doing some really innovative things and they're attracting more dangerously Western talent and capital away from the West and into China, which is the real problem here.
And that is increasing whether they're at the summit or not, correct? The summit is not a breakthrough for them. We have 30 seconds.
It's a breakthrough in the sense that they might get normalized relations again and get some of their firms off the blacklist that America put them on. So if anything, it'll speed up their development and harm us in the long run.
Brandon Weikert, the author of Biohacked, most recently, Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.